We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning, 22 degrees. Fox's Charles Watson reports on the two Senate runoff races in Georgia.
The president will campaign in Georgia on Saturday for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. And despite his persistent claims of voter fraud in the state, President Trump is now urging his supporters not to boycott the January Senate runoff election. Senator Perdue, who will face Democrat John Ossoff, and Senator Loeffler, who will go head-to-head with Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock, are running in highly competitive races. Meanwhile, Democrats are putting COVID-19 front and center. The Ossoff campaign out with a new ad criticizing Senator Perdue's treatment of everyday people and his handling of the pandemic.
The Senate runoff races will determine which party will control the Senate.
A study that tests for parts of the coronavirus in sewage is giving public health workers advance notice of virus surges.
The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the city of Lawrence has been taking weekly sewage samples at both of its wastewater treatment plants to test for components of the virus shed in feces as part of a study contracted through the University of Kansas School of Engineering. The city has also been sharing that data with local and state health departments. Lawrence Douglas County Public Health spokesman George Diepenbrock said that the presence of the virus in wastewater has served as an early predictor of surges in positive cases, providing about a week's notice and giving the health department valuable lead time. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Small rural hospitals in Kansas and Missouri are increasingly spending hours searching for facilities where they can transfer patients because they're struggling to cope with the surge in coronavirus cases. As the region's hospitals fill up with COVID-19 patients, smaller hospitals, like the one in Holton, Kansas, are finding it difficult to treat patients who don't have the disease but still need care.
The clock is ticking for individual states to spend what's left of federal coronavirus relief money before the end of the year.
Governors and lawmakers in many states are moving as fast as they can to dole out unspent federal pandemic relief money to small business owners, the unemployed, renters, and others whose livelihoods have been upended by the widening COVID-19 outbreak. With talks stalled in D.C. on another federal relief package, any remaining cash from this past spring's HEROES Act is in high demand. New Mexico is giving a one-time check to the unemployed. Colorado is looking to help schools, child care providers, and other services, while New Jersey is borrowing billions to fight the virus. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein tells KNSS News he believes the COVID-19 pandemic was used by Democrats to shut down in-person voting in the 2020 election.
You know that from the general election and the primaries. They consolidated polling locations. They reduced the opportunity to vote in many parts of these swing states in the United States, and it was primarily blue state governors that were doing so.
Klein was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night right here on KNSS.
The Flint Hills of Kansas are abuzz over a new coin that pays homage to the state's Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. The Wichita Eagle reports the U.S. Mint this month released the 55th installment in its America the Beautiful Quarters program. The flip side offers a skyward view of the prairie, native big blue stem and Indian grasses, as well as a regal fritillary butterfly. The Tallgrass Prairie Quarters were released into circulation November 16th. Approximately 300 million were minted. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some good news. We're not as windy as we were yesterday at this time, but you'll likely want to keep the heavy coat around as you head out the door this morning. Temperatures will be in the upper 30s around noontime, 47 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, Tarlow 24, sunshine and 50 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly clear and a chilly 22 degrees, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:35, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Monday morning, November 30th, 2020. And many of you listening to our station right now, you're listening to the Stephen Ted Show and headed back to work after maybe a 2, maybe a 4-day weekend. Some people had a good 4-day weekend. Ted and I did. We can use that little break now and then. On this date in 1981, the United States and the Soviet Union opened negotiations in Geneva aimed at reducing nuclear weapons in Europe. How about that? It was on this date in 1981. Let's see here. What else we got? Well, it's 6:36, and a Pennsylvania state senator abruptly left a West Wing meeting with President Donald Trump after being informed he had tested positive for the coronavirus. The news comes from a person with direct knowledge of the meeting who spoke to the Associated Press yesterday. Republican State Senator Doug Mastriano went to the White House last Wednesday with other Republican state lawmakers. After a four-hour-plus public meeting he helped host in Gettysburg, maskless, to discuss efforts to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the state. So he didn't wear a mask. He took his COVID to the White House. And it's a good thing that President Trump has already had the virus, because it looks like he's constantly being exposed to people. You know, the White House is like a hot house, it seems, for the coronavirus. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. And let's see. Two small earthquakes in East Wichita. What a story. Thursday and Friday. You know,
some people felt that shaking.
Apparently so. They got like 28 people called the USGA, the National U.S. Geological Survey. And then there was another one Thursday and one Friday. Not very big, but, you know, as far as having earthquakes around here, we've had some in southern Kansas, northern Oklahoma. In the last few years, we've slowed down quite a bit.
Yeah.
There was a time when we were having one every 2 or 3
days. Stopped the injection.
Yeah.
Oklahoma especially stopped a lot of the injection oil wells, and that kind of seemed to calm it down a little bit.
Kind of makes you wonder if there's something going on in East Wichita. And apparently these two were very close to each other. And I'm not sure exactly.
I know somebody said they thought they felt some rumbling on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, maybe so. I didn't. Of course, we were out on the west side and the north side, so we probably wouldn't feel the earthquake. I think over the years, and like you said, there was a time when we were having earthquakes. It seemed like every 3 or 4 days we'd have one somewhere around South Central. And a lot of them were felt right here in Wichita. I have felt 2 of them, I think. How many do you think you've felt?
Oh, 4 or 5.
Have you?
Yeah.
There was one we were here in the radio station one morning, and Jad was here.
You and Jad.
Jad,
yeah.
And I were here. It just felt like it's almost like a truck or something ran into the building. Now, this is a 5-story building. It's a big building.
Yep.
It was built as a world headquarters for Pizza Hut years ago. And we're down in the lower level, but it felt like a truck hit the building, like that. And then I was at home one afternoon. I was home, sitting in my lounge chair, and I just kind of bounced up and down for a few seconds.
Here it goes, yeah.
They're weird. Weird. Earthquakes in East Wichita. How about that? And again, today is Cyber Monday. Record online sales expected today. My wife has been shopping online for various things for the past couple of months, and UPS and FedEx are showing up at my house all the time bringing stuff, and I don't know what it is. I mean, she just likes to get on there and play.
Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's presents for you.
Could be a good present for me, and I'm going to dummy up and just not pay much attention to it and let them come. So if you're heading out the door today to go back to work after the good weekend, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We'll be talking about that a little bit more later on this morning. It's 6:39 right now. By the way, just about an hour from now, we'll talk with Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple.
Very good.
Mondays with the mayor, with Steve and Ted. And I got a couple of questions. They've got a city council meeting coming up tomorrow, first day of December. They're going to talk about possibly water and sewer rates going up by a little over 5%. They have a year-end budget, an adjustment, a revised budget to look at. After the pandemic hit, they had to do some scrambling. And that means they've reduced spending by about $12.5 million.
Yeah, got it. And figure out those numbers.
We talked about the CARES Act funding that's available. They've got to approve some projects for that. We'll talk with Mayor Whipple coming up here at just about an hour from now with Steve and Ted, 6:35 at 7:35 this morning here on KNSS. All right, 6:40 now. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP.
Would you like to talk to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities?
No, I forgot all about Tom. Is he here today?
I believe so.
I thought he was taking a day off. All right. No, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great, Steve.
I'm sorry. 4 days off then. Ted's got to retrain me, right?
I tell you, I'm very thankful for Ted.
No kidding. What's happening, Tommer?
Well, we saw cash cattle sales last week that were lower than the previous week, but the prices were higher at mostly $111 hundredweight. The cattle futures Friday started the session with mixed trading and a few new highs for the week. Now, late selling pushed the entire cattle complex into negative close. The lean hog futures traded mixed and closed slightly negative. On the close Friday, Feb cattle 92 cents lower at 113.25. January feeders 35 lower at 139.82. And Feb hogs were 42 lower at 67.25. Now, Friday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans closed positive. The wheat had a marketing year high export sale, but a large part of that was white wheat. Now, last week, the March Casey wheat gained 6 cents for the week. March corn gained 6 cents also. And January soybeans gained 11 cents. Now, today is the last trading session for the month of November. At the moment, March Casey wheat 6¾ cents lower at 558.5. March corn's up 1¾ cents at 435.5. And January beans 5¾ cents lower at 1186. January crude oil trading 36 cents lower at 45.17. December gold's $14.30 lower at 1,767.60. December S&P 5¾ points lower at 36.30.5. The December dollar index 21 cents lower at 91.59. And December Dow Jones futures 115 points lower trading at 29,759. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I'm sorry I nearly forgot about you this morning. But
well, it's no problem.
You know, it's like I said, every Monday Ted's got to retrain me.
Well, at least it's only once a week.
Yeah, that's true. Retraining day. All right, thank you, Tom. 6:42.
Thank you.
Steve and Ted, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we have Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Well, let's hope.
Preparing for a new administration. Don will be here shortly. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.